desire your prayers this morning. I have a little subject to cover, and definitely need the Lord's help. It's not a complicated subject. It's a pretty simple one. I'll write it on the board here. Have written on the board, tell it to Jesus. And there is a gospel song with that title. We're not going to cover that song necessarily this morning. But thinking of the title, tell it to Jesus, I'll ask you all a question. What does that title mean? Anybody?
Tell them your needs.
There you go. Tell who our needs?
Jesus.
And why Jesus and not someone else?
Well, they can't, nobody else is
there. That's right, Brother Bill. What's that?
The mediator between God and man.
That's it. That's true. So the go ahead.
He's a direct contact to God.
Yes, that's right. Direct connection.
We're not supposed to just struggle through stuff on our own.
That's it. So there's a lot just in the title itself, Tell It to Jesus. But I have a little more I want to share this morning. And I'll ask it this way. Why do we pray? Just think about that for a little bit. Why do we pray? Do we pray because we like to hear our voice? Probably not. Do we pray just because we want to fill a time slot? And say, I prayed, you know, I did my allotment for today. You understand the point? Is that why we pray? Or do we pray just because we're told to? You need to pray. Okay, I'll pray. No, praying, telling it to Jesus is because there's a relationship there. Okay? And just like with anyone else, the more you speak with someone, the better you get to know them, okay? And the more you get to know them, the more you want to share, right? So it continues to evolve, and the relationship, as it should work, say in a your companion in a marriage relationship, you draw closer one to another throughout the years. Well, thinking of praying to Jesus, there are some scriptures, and I'm not going to turn and read them. We'll just quote some of these. One of them mentions the scriptures tell us to pray. One scripture says, pray without ceasing. And then another one is speaking about God's ability. It says, my God shall supply every need according to his riches and glory. So we have someone that we can come to that we're not just saying words in vain. We're not just speaking to the wall or speaking to a graven image, as the scriptures bear out, or we're not speaking to someone that's just standing there with a blank look on their face because they don't know, you know, what to say or what to do. We're speaking to God through Jesus, okay, someone that knows and understands and is capable of meeting our needs. And as the scripture bears out too, he knows our needs even before we tell him and ask him. I'm comforted in that fact. And another interesting side note, speaking of praying, and I'm not necessarily going to focus on the word prayer this morning, but it has to do with this. There was a study conducted some years back, and they analyzed two different groups of hospital patients, people that were in the hospital, and they did this study without the groups knowing what was going on. But with one group, they focused, it was very intentional that they got people behind them and praying for them. Okay? And another group, it was not so. There wasn't a concerted effort of a bunch of people praying for them. Okay? So the end results, now, what do you think? I mean, I could have told them, well, I know what the answer is going to be. But they did this study nonetheless. And yes, the groups, the people that were prayed for, they healed much quicker. Their mindset, their outlook on life was much better. They recovered much better than the ones that didn't have prayer. So just that, and again, that's a scientific study. But you know, those of us in this room and all the others that we are acquainted with that use prayer on a daily, regular basis, it's not something you're forced to do. You have to fill in a time slot, your little time card or whatever. But it's something we want to do, we desire to do. And sometimes, quite frankly, we have to do. It's like, Lord, I'm at my wit's end, you know. But we find that God really does answer prayer. God does hear our prayers. And He wants to help us. And therefore, we continue down that path because it works. It really works. Prayer does work. And as the saying goes, prayer does change things. Well, considering some of the reasons we pray, sometimes it is because of a heavy load. And I just recently, just to share a little personal story, I have a couple of stories here. Recently, I was driving home from work and was on the short little piece of interstate I drive coming home. And as I'm going up this hill, I'm quickly approaching a truck and a travel trailer on my right side that's going rather slow up this hill. And I knew something looked kind of odd. I couldn't really tell until I got up close to him. But when I got up next to the truck, it was a pretty new truck, nice black truck. I don't remember if it was a Chevy or Ford or Dodge, but anyway. But it was pulling this large travel trailer. I mean, probably one of the largest bumper hitch travel trailers you could pull. And this truck was just squatting. I mean, like, the front wheels are barely touching the ground. And this truck is just squatting, like, and all it can do to make it up this hill, and the trailer's kind of, you know, the chains are dragging on the pavement. It wasn't, the tongue hitch wasn't hitting the pavement, but it was, this truck was struggling. And I look at that, I'm like, it's a nice truck and a nice trailer, but that's what they have and that's what they're going to do. That's fine. But all kinds of things went through my mind. I'm like, I wonder if this is just a one-time incident or if this is how they do this all the time. I don't know. I didn't stop and talk to the guy. But the obvious conclusion to me was that truck is struggling. I'll put it this way. It was probably just a little half-ton truck, and it wasn't built to pull that big of a trailer. And I don't know who knows what his gas mileage was. I don't know if he was on a long trip. I'm not sure. But the bottom line was that truck was not meant to carry that kind of load. And that reminds me, it was soon after that, I had a conversation with Brother Mike Adams, and he shared a little story of he had a similar incident. It's been some time back. He was speaking to some fellas in their company and their fleet of trucks. They were pulling some rather large loads and large trailers, and come to find out, their fleet of trucks were half-ton trucks. And as the more you talk with them, they talk about, you know, the poor gas mileage and having all these maintenance issues and just poor performance. And he's thinking, well, if you at least get a 3/4 ton, I think you'll do much better. And so with his advice, they later purchased some larger trucks. And guess what? Their performance increased. Everything improved because they got a truck that could handle it. Well, folks, when it comes to us, you realize God did not make us where we could handle the heavy, heavy loads and burdens of life all alone. God didn't make us that way. God made us to where we have the capability of casting our cares upon the Lord. Because we can't carry the... Take, for instance, you remember in the story of Pilgrim's Progress, when Christian was burdened down with his load of sin, he could not, it's like he was just dragging. It was just weighting him down. He was just hunched over. And it wasn't until he took that load off and laid it at the cross, he felt so different. The load was lifted. He was a different man. You know, that's the way God designed this. that He would lift our loads, all right? Because we weren't made to carry those loads on our own. Well, I want to share another story, and this is about a hymn in our book. Perhaps you all are very familiar with number 280. Let's just turn, and I want to read one particular verse. And I want to share just a little bit about Elisha Hoffman. And interesting enough, he wrote several hymns. We have a few more of his in our songbook and some others in some other songbooks. But this one in particular, number 280, I Must Tell Jesus. First of all, Elisha Hoffman was a minister. I believe his father was a minister as well. And he grew up in the 1800s. Died, I think, in 1929, lived to be like 90 years old. But he himself was a minister and a pastor, and had, of course, interactions with a lot of people throughout the years. But one of the things he enjoyed as a hobby, a pastime, is he would write hymns. And he wrote several, hundreds of them. But this hymn, I Must Tell Jesus, came from an instance one time when he had some interaction with this lady that was consumed with depression. And she was just at her wit's end. She had no clue what to do next. And just wringing her hands and in agony, not knowing what to do. And he's interacting with this lady and trying to give her some words of cheer and comfort and trying to help her out. And it was one of the things he told her, just very simple. He said, you need to tell all your sorrows to Jesus. Just tell it to Jesus. And just those few simple words, nothing complicated, not some big fancy formula, you know, that you have to follow this, this, and this, and this. No, just tell it to Jesus. And after he said those words, it's as if her face lit up. And she's like, oh, I can do that. Yes, I must do that. I must tell Jesus. And that's where this song came from. So those words, just because he saw the transformation, that she had a glimmer of hope that, oh, there is someone that knows and cares and can do something about this. And it changed her. And so he went home and wrote this song, I Must Tell Jesus. But notice in verse 1, I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. But notice that part. It says, I cannot bear these burdens alone. And you know, there's a scripture in Psalms 55 and verse 22. It says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. You know, that sounds kind of like another scripture that's in the New Testament. It's a very familiar one. Let's turn to read that one in 1 Peter. The 1 Peter 5. Very familiar scripture here. A couple of scriptures. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And thinking of the little story I shared of that truck pulling that trailer. That truck was struggling. It was barely making it up that hill. And again, I didn't speak with that gentleman. I would have, just for curiosity's sake, like, so is this someone else's trailer and you just hauling it for him? Or is this what you take on a regular vacation trip or whatever the case was? But again, that truck was not designed for that. And he was struggling. And no doubt a lot of people turned a lot of heads looking like, wow, that's interesting. But that's the best he could do. Okay? But you know, with us, we have an option. We don't have to keep struggling like that half-ton truck and pulling this big... We have two things we can do. Number one is, We can lighten our load and say, Lord, here it is. And just dump the trailer, so to speak. Say, Lord, you got to take over. Or the second thing is, we can upgrade and say, Lord, as the scripture bears out in Matthew, it talks about, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And it talks about, take my yoke upon you. In other words, he's going to come up beside us, all right, just like they did with the yoke of oxen and other animals as such. Brother Bill Day remembers that, the plowing with some animals that, whether it be a horse or a mule or an ox or whatever. But with that yoke, and you have two of them side by side, the one's not doing all the pulling. And in fact, what they would do is they would get a more older, experienced, stronger, and mature ox, all right, on one side, and put a younger one in there to help train them and show them. But the big one, the older one, they were the ones that carried most of the load. And so you think about this. Again, we have two options. We can cast our cares upon the Lord or say, Lord, at least will you come alongside and help me with this? Because I can't handle it all. And upgrade to a 3/4 ton, a 1 ton, whatever the case is. Upgrade the power, all right? Because we can't make it on our own. But when we think of the things that can bog us down, that can burden us under such a heavy load, what are some of those things? Well, I have a little list here, and no doubt we could add to this list. But we'll just think of souls first. How many of us have burdens for souls? Maybe someone we have prayed for years. And it seems like there's no change. It seems like they just keep going on and struggling and just deeper and deeper in sin or whatever the case is. And your heart just breaks for them saying, we know the answer, but they won't turn to the Lord. So a burden for souls, lost souls, seems impossible. But we know the stories of those that have turned to the Lord. Sometimes it's later in life. Or sometimes it's some catastrophe happens and it jars them. We think of it this way. As scripture says, the goodness of God leadeth men to repentance. That maybe God spared their life from some tragedy or whatever the case was. And it got their attention. They got started thinking seriously about their souls and eternity. And God turned their lives around. We've heard of many stories like that. So my encouragement is, keep telling it to Jesus. The souls we're burdened for, keep telling it to Jesus. He's not weary of hearing about that soul or souls. And then, of course, there's many other things. How about troubles on the job? Maybe with your boss, coworkers. Sometimes a person feels trapped or frustrated with the way things are going, and it's just, you know, that can really bog a person down. That can really pull them down where they become consumed with it. Tell that to Jesus. What about health problems? No doubt most all of us have had some of those, some more extreme than others. Tell it to Jesus. Because when Jesus was here on this earth, you realize he knows what it's like to experience pain. He knows beyond what we can comprehend. I don't think any of us have ever been crucified on a cross. But he knows what pain is like. Physical pain is what we're talking about here. But these things, he's touched with the feeling of our infirmities, it says. The things that we don't have any control over. God made our bodies, and some bodies just react certain ways to certain things, and we can't help it. Some things we can, but some things we can't. Some things we were born with. It doesn't matter, but yet God wants to help us with those burdens. Tell it to Jesus. Then there's relationship issues. It could be, perhaps it's a marriage that a person is concerned about. Then maybe we've seen the attacks of the enemy and then trying to tear families apart. The poor, innocent children suffer from that. But you know, I have heard and I've seen where marriages have been mended and repaired. It is possible. Tell it to Jesus. Where it seems like, oh, they're just drifting further apart. It seems like there's no hope. Tell it to Jesus. Because we can't carry that load all alone. Other relationship issues, maybe other friends or acquaintances that maybe once you were close to, and maybe even fellowship one with another, and then as time goes on, just kind of go your separate ways, you grow distance, and maybe there were some things said or done that was offensive along the way, and it hurts. Tell it to Jesus. You know, Jesus was forsaken. Jesus was mocked, ridiculed. He was all those things. He felt all alone. He knows what it feels like. Then there's concerns for children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews. Again, loved ones. Maybe they're saved, but they're just having a real struggle in life. And they're being consumed with whatever it is that they're bogged down with things. It's like you want to help, you want to do, but you're limited because they have their own lives. But you know what we can do? We can tell it to Jesus. Say, Jesus, my son, my daughter, my nephew, my niece, my great-grandchild, whatever the case is, you see exactly where they're at right now. And you see what they're struggling with. And I can't be there in person to help them. But Father, you can send someone. You can be there with them. Tell it to Jesus. Then there's the financial struggles. I think most everyone has had some of those at some point. If you haven't, you probably will. But sometimes those things seem so big. And it's like, no one really knows or... But you know, God knows. And again, He's able to supply your every need. And sometimes God will supply those needs in ways you never fathomed. I'm like, okay. I never thought of that. Or how did that happen? God saw your need. But tell it to Jesus. How about sorrows? We all have had sorrows of different types. The obvious, a loss of a loved one. It leaves a big void in your life, doesn't it? And then there's sometimes you just want to turn. I'm like, oh, they're not there. Tell it to Jesus. He's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Again, some of these things we have no control over. Tell it to Jesus. The things that it seems sometimes a person can feel so lonely, and yet they have a family. Maybe that, but yet they feel so alone. And maybe they're sorrowful over a great loss, maybe a disappointment in their life. They missed on an opportunity or whatever the case was, and they're just grieving over that. And so disappointed, maybe even within themselves. Maybe they failed at something, and they're grieving over that and the sorrow. You know, tell it to Jesus. He wants to hear it. How about personal spiritual needs? We all have those too. And you know that it's encouraging. It's been mentioned already about we're all one big family. But you know, I've heard in services here different times where someone will put in a prayer request for themselves. Say, I need the Lord's direction in something. I need the Lord's understanding in something. I need some help. And they vocalize that. And you know what? We can all relate to that. Because we're so desperate for the Lord's help. Because there's a lot of things we can't figure out. And maybe we need, Lord, increase our faith that we'll take hold of His promises that are already there in His Scriptures, in His Word, but Lord, help me to understand. Help me to know how to apply it, to take action upon these things. We all need spiritual help. How about worries about the future? Yeah, that's real. Our nation is changing rapidly. just in my lifetime, I remember when I was a child at home, and I remember hearing my parents and some of the adults talking about concerns going on in our nation. And it was real. You know, it kind of got my attention even as a child. But oh, how things have escalated, have they not? Sin and wickedness is abounding. And the love of many has grown cold, the love of God. That they're turning to everything else but God. And it's troubling. It really is. And to see what is taking place, and not just in America and in the USA, but all across the world. It's just, it is concerning. But you know, a person can also get so down and out thinking about that. And just so consumed about all the political chaos going on. That's one thing in particular. You know, you can really get bogged down with it. You know, we weren't made to carry that load. What did the Scripture say? The government shall be upon His shoulder, not ours. He's the one that can handle that. All right? And you know another one. Sometimes we were speaking earlier about the church and about the work of the Lord. And it could be congregations. It could be missions. It could be personal endeavors of working for the Lord. And you know, I want to tell you something. Anyone that desires to do anything for the Lord, I'm not talking about just from the pulpit or teaching, but I'm talking about anything. You know, the devil is going to combat that. And a person may try once, twice, three times, who knows how many times, endeavoring to do what they can for the Lord, and it seems like every time it just kind of falls flat. You know what the devil is fighting against? Us. When we petition, and we even tell Jesus, oh, Lord, I want to do more for you. Show me. And the devil's thinking, yeah, I'm going to find out ways to distract them or to discourage them. You see? And it seems like sometimes a person may try over and over and over, and maybe there's some successes along the way, and then there's a bunch of failures, it feels like. And even when there's the failures, you know what? Tell those to Jesus too. Say, Lord, You know my heart. And my desire is to serve You no matter what. And my desire is to please You no matter what. It has to be that type of determination. As a song we were singing earlier, press the battle on. And all along the way, sometimes pressing in the battle is telling it to Jesus. That maybe that's all we feel like we can do. But you know what? We can do that. And I believe that is one of the most powerful tools we have at our disposal, is we can tell it to Jesus. Say, Lord, You know what I'm trying to do here. And You know how I feel. And You know what I've done or what I haven't done, or what so-and-so is trying to do. And it seems like the devil's fighting against their work and their efforts. Rebuke the devil and tell it to Jesus. Say, Lord, You know. And you know, thinking of going back to the story of Elisha Hoffman, he wrote some songs, some that you no doubt are familiar with, Down at the Cross, Are You Washed in the Blood, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. But there's a few others he wrote in our hymnal. Glory to His Name, Is Your All on the Altar. And you think about these songs and the depth and the meanings of these. You know, a person is not able to function in a normal capacity. We'll just put it this way. Talking again about that half-ton truck. That half-ton truck was made to do X, Y, whatever. And it could pull a certain amount. And it could handle a certain amount in the bed. But you push it beyond. And you realize what happens? Not only does it affect a lack of gas mileage, a poor gas mileage, it can affect the transmission, where ultimately the transmission will go out. It'll put extra strain on the engine, where you have to do more rigorous repairs or maintenance on the engine. And besides that, the safety of driving a truck where it's the front wheels are barely touching the ground, you realize you don't have much control over that. Again, it wasn't made for that. But you know this story with Elisha Hoffman, he met that lady. You know, he had experienced a lot of things in his life already. And to him, it was just kind of like, well, tell it to Jesus. Because he had practiced doing that himself. And again, he lived to be 90 years old, wrote all these songs. But if a person isn't able to practice what they preach, it's really not much good, is it? You understand the point here? He had obviously been practicing what he was sharing with this woman. And it was effective. Lord, help us that we practice. You know, we can quote scriptures, we can give songs, we can say and do a lot of things. But you know, when it really comes down to it, we ourselves must be partakers of God's Word ourselves. And that is to pray without ceasing. That is to cast all our cares upon the Lord, for He cares for us. We have to practice these things ourselves and say, oh, well, I know so-and-so is praying and so-and-so is praying. And yeah, I've prayed about it once or twice and it's all good. No, you know what, folks? It says pray without ceasing.
Amen.
That means have a mind, an attitude of heart that throughout the day saying, Lord, here I am again. You getting tired of hearing from me? Whatever it is. Even if it's the little slightest minuscule things in your life, that just a little frustration, you know what? Tell it to Jesus, because that little frustration could end up leading to something much bigger and could lead to a catastrophe. But you know what? Tell those things to Jesus, even the little things and, of course, the big things. But again, practice these things. Lord, help us. You know, just recently, I'll tell on myself. I had a physical need in my body and just kind of been struggling with it. Not really. And you know, it just dawned on me one day. I'm like, why am I not praying about this? Of course. And to pray about it. You know, there's something about that. It's those little tiny revelations sometimes that can be the biggest things. But you know, that's what salvation is, just like that. It is so simple and so easy to practice and to put into place. And all we have to do is tell it to Jesus. Whatever, we went through the whole long list, and I know there's many more things we could add to this list that I read off this morning. But wherever you find yourself, you leave here today and you go on throughout the rest of this afternoon and maybe later this week. You know what? Some folks in here may encounter 5 or 6 of these things that I read off this morning. Some maybe just one. Some maybe all of them. I don't know. But does that make any difference with the Lord? In other words, does anything surprise? Is there anything too big for Him? No. And so our job is then, because we're not made to carry it on our own, tell those things to Jesus over and over and over. Pray for me that I be faithful to the Lord.